continuing our conversations. And today we are very blessed to be talking with Joni, who is married to Mark, who is also recorded, has deigned to be taped for our edification and inspiration. So Joni and Mark, been married for
33, soon to be 34.
33, soon to be 34 years. Yeah. Now, Joni's coming from a little bit different background in that Joni, her lineage, her ancestry is Greek, from a Greek family. Grandfather came over from, we heard Mark tell us that story about your grandparents and your grandfather Dionysius, a good Greek name. Mm-hmm. So Joni grew up in the Orthodox faith, in the Greek Orthodox faith, the same as our faith, but probably with a lot of different ethnic flavors, as we heard when you went to liturgy, if it wasn't here in Kearney, if it was the Greek church in the town near here, everything was in Greek. But you were taught these customs, that deep heart for the spiritual life that that was in some members of your family. Certainly you must have felt that, seen that, experienced that yourself. So tell us a little bit about your journey, and yeah, just briefly.
Okay. Well, thank you, Father. It's been a wonderful journey. There are times when I really have to pinch myself because I can't believe we are embarking on something that I have prayed about, that I've struggled with through our entire marriage. Because, as you mentioned, being raised in the Orthodox Church, many wonderful memories of being with the people in a tradition. And as you mentioned, yes, it was spoken in Greek, but there's something about walking into the church and just feeling that this is the right place to be. Although we may not have understood the words, the choir, the repetition of everything that happens in liturgy becomes a sense of comfort because you know what's coming next, just because it's a sense that you've done it over and over. And being young, I found out after I left it how much that meant to me, how much I missed that. And I couldn't quite understand it as we married, as Mark mentioned. Let me back up a minute. My family kind of left the church, and it was a little complicated there about what church we would attend. Language was changing over from Greek to English, and that was a struggle for my grandfather, especially wanted to keep the church in the native language.
He was so native proud, language, right?
Yes, and he was so proud of that. He arranged to have a teacher come to our home twice a week, as we were mm-hmm. my siblings.
Very common.
We would learn how to speak the Greek language, but since it was converting to English, there, you know, that became a difficult thing. And then as I was getting older, my family, for various reasons, were, church was not becoming a weekly thing.
Okay.
And we gradually kind of just became distant. And
but you missed it, like you said.
I did.
You really missed it, and you felt
that. I was confused.
That.
I was confused as to why this was such a big part of our family for so long, and then it seemed like, just for whatever reason, I didn't really understand. We kind of just quit going, and I don't know. Meeting Mark, go ahead.
No.
Meeting Mark, it was at a difficult time in my life because, as I mentioned, I was confused. Being raised Orthodox on my father's side, and my mother's side, very evangelical, very open Bible, happy, fun, singing, Know your Bible, know your scripture.
We're happy and fun too sometimes.
I'm learning that now. But it's confusing when you're a teenager and you experience this type of worship, this type of tradition in one side of the family, totally different on another side. And then, you know, I'm young, we get married, I kind of was drawn to Mark's faith.
Right.
Being the husband who would be the father of our children, wanting to honor what he would bring to that in our marriage. We made that change.
Good. A good choice. But during that time, then there is a longing to return or a feeling of missing something. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And coming, as Mark mentioned, that, you know, being in Nevada for so long, then coming back home was also coming back home to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I had an opportunity to step back into the Orthodox Church, I didn't need to be, I mean, I trembled as I walked up to the steps because mm-hmm. there was something inside of me that said, this was home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to really question 33 years of one way, but my heart longing for something a different way, and trying to make sense out of that. But after going to church and being and seeing the people, oh, the love, the purity in people. There's such a comfort that when you walk into that church, you no longer feel that you're alone. You no longer worry about your background, where you come from, how much money you make, you know, what do you do, any of that. It's truly, you walk in and you're loved for who you are, and you're allowed to give of yourself unconditionally, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I was really drawn to that, and I knew that this was something that I really did miss in my faith. And thank God, I had the courage to be able to say to my husband, I'm feeling this desire, this tap on my shoulder that said, we miss you, come back. And with the encouragement, I was able to go, and I understood that this is really, really where my heart wanted to be. And wow, look where,
yeah,
in a matter of months.
In God's time,
yes.
Too. I mean, that because of your obedience and patience and prayer, that it's both of you returning home.
Mm-hmm.
You're not coming home by yourself.
That's true.
In a way. And that's God's plan and God's grace and God's blessing for your faithfulness. Because, you know, I know your marriage, it's very, you guys are still like high school sweethearts.
Oh.
You know, you're still very much in love. It's a great witness to the world today. So you're coming home, but as you're returning, you're learning more. You're reading more. You're hearing the liturgy in English now. How is that part then? Not just coming back to something that's familiar, but do you feel like it's deepening?
Absolutely. Kind of like what Mark mentioned, you know, practicing a faith, being obedient, you go to church because it's the right thing to do. You raise your children, I mean, you want to raise your children teaching them this is the right thing to do. We would go to church, and I would share with Mark that, you know, church was okay, but in the back of my mind, there's a difference, and I knew a difference. And I would describe to him that when we would go to church, I would feel that more often I was a spectator, listening to every word that the minister would say. And many times the sermons and the words were wonderful. But I would leave the church thinking, I did my duty. I listen to the sermon, and now I will try to practice and put that sermon, you know, in my life. But I would still leave feeling somewhat sad that I was empty, and I couldn't really put my finger on it until we had the courage to go to the Orthodox Church, and I understood that I don't have to be a spectator. I get to be a part of this. And when that clicks over, that revelation of knowing that there's a certain amount of being preached to, but I'm a part of something that doesn't happen in a Protestant setting. And until you experience it in an Orthodox church, it's difficult to try to explain. But walking into the Orthodox Church and smelling the incense, hearing the chanters, and you know, saying that little prayer, "Lord, calm my heart," and then I would listen and I'd feel, and I knew this was the house of God.
And offering your prayers.
Oh,
right.
And never feeling alone.
Yeah.
So different. And so, as Mark mentioned, my papu, my grandfather, he was such a businessman on the outside. But when you would see him go to the basement or leave church that afternoon, a smile, eyes would be bright. There was a sense of tenderness that we may not experience other times, but a joy that would overflow. I mean, he would dance. You remember how he would come out and he'd do his little Greek dance and he'd smile those are wonderful memories. So I'm experiencing that. I'm leaving church and feeling, instead of doing going to church because it's the right thing to do, I'm going to church because I want to be in church. I want to have this communion, this intimate relationship with my Savior. I get to pray. I get to share who I am. And feel good about that.
To be a member of the body of Christ, unique and especially chosen and loved and, I mean, created to be a member, not like a card-carrying member, but like a member, like a limb, like an arm, like a hand, mm-hmm. grafted onto the body of Christ.
Yeah, and it's interesting if I could share this about talking about Mark and our marriage. You know, when you're young and you get married, you try to do those things that are going to be right for each other, and you're young and you're learning. I prayed for so long to ask God to change his heart so that he could understand what I was trying to explain to him. Please, just change his heart. I'm sad to say that I would get frustrated because it wasn't happening. I changed my prayer. It was, okay, you're calling me. Let me do what you would ask of me to do.
Change my heart.
Exactly. Let you take care of my husband. And my prayer changed. And by doing that, I could focus on my relationship. And the beauty of it is my relationship mentored to my husband in a positive way. Rather than saying, honey, will you do this? Let's do that. Now he could see in me something different. And he was drawn to that. It's a beautiful thing.
Very wise. Very wise. We should all of us listening, remember that. I mean, that's... You know, and St. Paul says that the wife of the faith of the belief, this is a terrible paraphrase, but the faith of the believing wife will sanctify the husband, and vice versa. That doesn't mean Mark was a pagan or an unbeliever before, but that when we give God the room to work, instead of trying to impose our will or pray for our timing and our desire, we ask God to work on us. And then changes really happen because it's God's timing and God's will. And it's evangelism in an Orthodox sense. St. Seraphim of Sarov. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've read his life yet, his story. But his message was most famous saying, one of the most famous sayings was, acquire the Holy Spirit, acquire the Spirit of peace, and 1,000 around you will be saved. Not go and do everything to save everyone around you and all this activity and tell them and preach to them and, you know, exhort them and push them and pull them this way and that way. Yeah, we should do a little bit of that activity as well, as God leads us. But first, seek the kingdom of God mm-hmm. in our own hearts, in our own lives, and the rest will be added unto you. And that's been your experience. When you sought first the kingdom in your own heart, that's when things started to change.
Absolutely. In prayer, if I could just say this one thing, you had mentioned, you had asked Mark about how prayer had changed. A deeper understanding of really how prayer works. Because I'm...
Sure.
Well, ever since you shared the prayer book with mm-hmm. us, and, you know, I'm taken back maybe 6 months ago, and I struggled with finding the right words to pray. Being in the other church that we were in, I mean, it was, that was uncomfortable for me, because I would find my mind wandering. Okay, I knew I wanted to pray, and there were things I wanted to ask for. There were things that I wanted to be thankful for, but things would distract me. The prayer book, there's the word.
Right.
This is the concern, this is the joy, this is the struggle. This is a prayer I get right. to read. And wow, what a difference in being able to focus on what the prayer really is mm-hmm. and letting that relationship unfold with Christ and know that my prayers were being heard. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel that before. It was like, are you out there? Well, now I know you are there. And we're seeing it in my family. I mean,
glory to God.
The prayers that we've said for our children, the prayers that I've said for my siblings, we're seeing what I call little mini miracles happening in my family. And I owe that all to my Lord in my prayers. Something we've never experienced in our entire marriage, and it's happening now.
It's grace. It's God's grace. It's His timing, mm-hmm. and it's perfect. It's perfect. He's the giver of all good things, coming down from the Father of lights. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Well, thank you so much. And you preserve this grace, too.
You
preserve this grace, too.
Thank you.